Meter logon initiated. Booting tutorial level. Please state name.
Sam Foster.
Please state nature of program.
It's a video game show done in a quick cut surreal montage style.
Program accepted. Welcome, Sam. Now loading 3 up.
Games are a pastime. Gaming is an overweight plumber jumping on turtles. A video game is a hedgehog breaking the speed of sound. A game is an extra life. Games connect people from around the world without anyone leaving their living room. You can play games in your pants. Games are a sequence of buttons to unleash the perfect move, and consequently failing to pull off that perfect move. You can put a game in your pocket and take it around with you. A game doesn't need a controller. Games are a new high score and rude three-letter initials. Gaming is a sunny afternoon indoors with friends. Gaming is a rainy morning sat underneath a tree catching Pokemon. Games are conceptual. A video game is a series of ones and zeros. People have fell in love playing games. Some have got married and had kids. Gaming can get you laid. Games are dressing up in kooky clothing with thousands of other like-minded people. Gaming simulates. Gaming explores. Your mom plays video games. In a world where your granddad trains his brain on a regular basis, and where 40-year-old women use games consoles to get fit and spend hours building their virtual farm on social networking sites, I still get odd looks from passengers on the train when I whip out my Game Boy Advance. SP. I am your stereotypical gamer. I'm unshaven, I don't have short hair, and I wear Legend of Zelda and Duck Hunt t-shirts. I am the kid that grew up in a time when games were a niche pastime for nerds confined to their bedrooms. I am Sam Foster, your host and editor, and this is 3UP. A show for anyone who has ever been hypnotized by a Tetris block. Gaming has changed. Long gone are the days of kneeling before the TV set. Now the video game fanboy has become American mothers playing Farmville all afternoon. The Game Boy on the bus is now Angry Birds while sitting on the toilet. And we control Mario by waving at him. The spectrum has shifted. Anybody anywhere can play a video game. You don't have to memorize a million buttons to unleash that killer move. You don't need a tactical virtual war hero. All you need is an open mind and an open spirit. Become the hero. The power is in your hands. But gaming is still the ugly stepsister. Submerged in the digital bliss, wishing to pull off controller flicks, picking up the points on board, climbing boards of highest scores, avoiding sunlight and household chores, till all at once an abundance of tours through realms of wizardry and magic. Electronically tragic, fantastically manic, and frantically completing stage after stage, through age by age, and always engaged to a castle where the princess is saved. Why do we come back time after time again? To tackle the giant gorilla, play our football team's greatest rivals, to complete a level in the quickest time possible. It is written by the ancients that for the user to return time after time, they must feel their mistakes are their own. If the game fails the gamer fails the game. In Donkey Kong, treacherous barrels roll down steel girders towards you, each barrel following the rules of the virtual world. It doesn't erratically move. It doesn't slip through the steel construction on screen. If you touch the barrel, it is your fault, and yours alone. This kind of ruling leads to a thought pattern by the gamer. Ultimately, a kind of hope takes over. I know next time I won't hit that barrel. Thus encouraged to play one more time. It is important to learn from your mistakes. all alone he sat, with but a controller in his hand, and a thought in his head. If only I could rewind time, undo what was did. And he did. That night, in his room, fictitious adventurers lunge implausibly across the screen. On that moment hung eternity. Time stood still. Space contracted to a pinpoint. It was as though the earth had opened and the skies had split. And all alone he sat, with but a controller in his hand and a thought in his head. Immediately he walked out his door the next morning toward whatever the new day held. He felt something like optimism. To those who call themselves gamers, it is an enchantment. Playing Super Mario 64 as a kid with my sister and cousins was a memory well earned. For hours we'd try and beat each other's times on a particular sliding minigame. A memory well forged. To the unfamiliar, it can be noted as a waste of time. Read a book, my mum might say. A book I cannot interact with, mother. You'll waste your life. A life well wasted, I say.
Shivers down your spine if you hear these three words, Grand Theft Auto.
Well, no, this is really much more to irritate people like you. Because listen to what you're doing right now. I mean, it's a video game. Don't you have a life?
And this is just disgusting indoctrination. There's a lot of youth who play these games.
Video games are addictive. They promote hatred, racism, sexism, and they reward violence. What kind of a message is that?
Games are the bad boys of the media world, shunned by the rest with a limited number of crossovers with other platforms. The heat from media outlets can get pretty intense sometimes. Reputation and myths are the end of level boss stages for gaming. With a mature mind, we can reasonably pass judgment. Irrationality and targeting the fears of humanity gets us nowhere as a civilization.
Games are a waste of time.
Games are a hobby. They allow those who play to exercise, philosophize, and declutter our minds. They have earned their place.
Games make people violent.
Anger and lack of control make people violent. The angry drunk is angry before he's drunk. Traffic jams exasperate rageful tendencies. Games don't make people violent. Violence makes people violent. Frustration comes from lack of control. Games give you complete control. Take that.
You think you can defeat me? You see my shoes for me.
Bring it on.
Now, my final attack.
They're awesome!